Rejoice in the Lord. It's Laetare Sunday. We're halfway through Lent. Rejoice in the Lord, for God does not see as man sees. The Lord looks at the heart. The blind man received his physical sight. The blind man received spiritual insight. The eye, retina, pupil, connected to the optical nerve, goes to the brain. You can have a very good eye. In fact, your eyesight might be 100%, but you may not see at all. Why? Because sight requires light. You need the light to see. You need the subjective, but also the objective reality to come together. You can have the best light in the world, optimum visual light, but unless you have eyes to see, if you have cataracts or some damaged eyes, you can't see. So sight requires light, and light sight. And so too, we cannot be saved without a saviour. We require God's grace. Yet he won't force us into heaven. We have to open our eyes. We must see him as the light of the world. During Lent, we do many things to improve our spiritual well-being, to improve the quality of the heart, because the Lord looks at the heart. And there is a difference between looking and seeing, as we still come to learn. This man is blind, physically blind from birth, through no fault of his own, and our Lord cures him. He's given physical sight through a miracle. Now, why did our Lord do what he did, make some paste and rub it on his eyes? Why didn't our Lord give him a blessing? Go off now, wash your eyes, you shall be cured. Why? Because Christ is the incarnate Word. He is physical and spiritual, God and man, the visible and the invisible. As he was, so too our sacraments are. Our sacraments convey grace, they convey Christ, and so too. Each sacrament has something physical, visible, material about it. Baptism has water. The Eucharist has bread and wine. Anointing oil. Always something is used. And the words are said. And that's why our Lord used paste. The man went off, washed, the words were spoken, he was cured. And when he came back, he had a change in appearance. Not just his sight was given to him, but because he had now encountered the Lord and grace entered into his soul, his appearance had changed. And people weren't too sure, are you the same man? Someone like last weekend with the woman at the well, after her encounter with the Lord in conversion, she had a changed appearance and people noted the change in her face. When we leave Mass, at the end of Mass, go forth. We're meant to go out with a Christological faith, an appearance that is one of joy, because the Lord is within. Rejoice Sunday allows one to wear rose vestments, a few flowers around the altar, as like the buffer zone before the archer or the difficulty of Holy Week. It's to prepare us for the joy of the risen Christ. For this Sunday we should leave Mass rejoicing because the Lord lies within. And so this man's appearance changed, and then his life would change. He not just received physical sight, but also spiritual vision. Conversions are gradual. They take time, they take stages. And our Lord comes to us and gives us what we need. Notice the man had gone off. Our Lord then pursues him. He comes back to him and questions him, do you believe in the Son of Man? Do you believe in me? I'm the Messiah, the Son of Man. The Lord says, well, I'm not too sure who I'm meant to believe in now. And Jesus gazed not into his eyes, which were now physically open, but through his eyes, through his soul. It says, you are looking at him. And then the man replied from his soul, I believe. There's much to be said about a look. In the first reading, David is chosen. God could see all of the 8 sons of Samuel. And they were bigger, stronger, more athletic, more experienced than the youngest, David. But God wasn't looking at their physical stature, their sporting ability, their hunting prowess. He was looking at the heart. And it was the heart of David he wanted. See, it doesn't matter about our bodies, it's what lies within. And this is the time to improve the quality of our heart. That's what God looks at, not the body. The body can deceive, the eyes can deceive. Another favourite poet of mine, Blake. Blake was an English poet during the Reformation in France. He was a poet who picked up many of the perhaps ugly insights of that revolution that brought about our modern culture. And he wrote a very good line with regards to seeing and looking. He said, "He who would believe it alive, he who would believe it alive, looks not through, but with the eye." In other words, you can see things, but it's not always what you see is true. But if you look through your eye, you see the truth. You might be driving in the car with your dog next to you, Summer. You see, visually, your eye sees water on the road. It's a mirage, because you look through your eye. Your reason tells you that's not water, but the dog doesn't have reason. The dog sees water, and that's all it sees. If it's thirsty, it'll start painting for this mirage that doesn't actually exist. He who would believe it alive sees not through, but with the eye. We look through the eye with reason. And on this Sunday, we look through the eye with faith. We look to the appearance of the song. David was chosen, selected, to be a great king. For 40 years he would reign, and Christ would be born of his royal family. We have 40 days of preparation to make our heart, our spiritual appearance, worthy of God. And we're doing well. We're fasting, giving up things, disciplining our willpower, making it stronger. We're thinking of others in our charity, our project of compassion, and we're loving God more, because we're praying more, the stations of the cross, daily mass. Those three things are building up faith, hope and charity of our soul within. And that's what God is looking at. And that's what God will come back to us on Easter and acknowledge. As he came back to this man who had now received his sight and gave him spiritual vision and spiritual insight, so much so that he could say, "I believe." So too at Easter, the Lord will come to us and say, "Your appearance has changed. I'm looking at your soul. It's become more like God." Filled with faith, hope and charity. May our Lord see us spiritually this Easter, and then we too shall rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord has looked at my heart. Praise to Jesus Christ.